It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for tri-state residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles and Lake Havasu City, to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you. You, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show. 234-343-1065. That's 234-343-1065. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Toonforce.
Welcome, welcome, and good day to you. It is a wonderific Wednesday. It's the 28th. And yes, this year, there's a 29th, in case you haven't checked the calendar lately, tomorrow. This is Speak Out 2.0. We're live from the Ken Perella Real Estate Tower. Well, 106.3, 106.5, and 106.7. I'm Larry Toonforce, your host, Speak Out 2.0. And we're going to get to our guest, the Letterman. Yeah. Yeah, just, you know, tomorrow will be the Beatles, today's the Letterman. You know, we just have these groups stop by when they're in town. But I do want to tell you that there is a community baby shower tomorrow night at the Optimum Center, 5 o'clock. Any questions, call Grace, 444-2896. And Friday, there's a Veterans Resource Fair at the Bullhead Chamber from 10 to 2. And you call Pat Farrell if you have questions, 928-716-3001. And Saturday is the Sunrise Rotary Club's annual charity golf tournament at Los Lagos. Call Gary Reynolds, 928-716-8182. And then Saturday is also the Connie Davis Cancer Walk in Laughlin at Pyramid Park. We're going to have the chamber director, Carrie, in here tomorrow to talk about that. And don't forget the Carrie Connor Bike Rodeo Saturday at Walmart, 9 to noon. Couple at PD for Lori Duggins. If you have a question, 763-9200. There's a farmer's market Saturday in the park, Community Park, on Highway 95, 9 a.m. Call the rec department if you have questions, 928-763-0158. And then, for the next four nights, the Letterman are live in Don Laughlin's Riverside Resort Hotel and Casino. Switch up our tunes. To the 70s, get a little close to your music. Oh, wait a minute. Can't hear you. How come? Can you read that? Can you hear me now?
I used to be able to.
There you go. Okay. Now we can hear you.
Can you hear everybody now?
Yeah, everybody's on. So welcome, gentlemen. Everybody introduce yourself so you can talk.
I'm the first batter up. I'm Bobby
first
Plain.
Batter up.
Yeah, I'm from Chicago, Illinois, and been in the group since 1990. I joined the group.
The longest member right here.
No, actually, Donovan joined the group in 1984.
Oh, he beat you.
And he did. He beat me to the punch. We started singing together in 88, and then I joined the group in 90, and he and I sang with Tony Butala until Tony retired about 4 years ago now.
Right.
Almost five? Four? Five? Yeah, almost five.
Tony
almost 5 years ago.
We had been in the studio when we were in Laughlin.
Yeah. And then Rob joined us fill Tony's large shoes.
Yeah, and large shoes they were. You walked over here from the Riverside.
Yes, not on purpose. I went out the highway, got locked out, and just wandered around, and I ended up here.
Well, that's good. Well, it's a nice little walk coming over here.
Yes.
If you're going back, it would be a little breezy.
Yeah, the wind was going with me. I only took about 8 steps to get here. So.
Yeah. The wind just kind of shoved you along.
Yes, sir.
Good. So now, when you guys, get to the Riverside and you crank up your mics and start singing, who's singing what parts of the Letterman? Donovan?
Oh, yeah. Well, I sing Tony's part, which oftentimes is the lead or the middle voice. Bobby, of course, sings. He's a first tenor as well, but he sings counter tenor. He spends an awful lot of his time in his falsetto. And Donovan has got that rich, beautiful baritone sound, so he's usually bringing up the bottom. But we all do switch parts from, song to song, so we all get to spend plenty of time standing in front. So.
And understand you bring your own band with you.
Yeah, we do. We do. Yeah. Yeah.
How big is your band?
There's just a...
Yeah.
Yeah, we do a combination of live musicians on stage, and also we also have sequencing that kind of fills in.
Oh, okay.
You know, so we can't bring the orchestra everywhere with us. So
yeah, it's kind of hard to move around a 25-piece band.
Yeah, and
we do it in Vegas. Back in the day, we do it in Vegas and Reno and all the casinos. We would have big horn sections with us. I don't remember if we ever had strings. Do you remember?
Only on one occasion, but it sounds so great with the sequencing and you can control the sound a lot better. A lot of times when you have horns on stage, depending on the size of the stage, if you happen to be standing right in front of them,
you're dead.
Maybe. Yeah. So your ears, we have the best of both worlds now.
Okay. Yeah. Very good. So how many people will be on stage tonight?
Five. Yeah.
Okay.
Including us.
Including you.
Drummer and a guy who plays keyboards and fires the sequences. So.
Oh, okay, great.
And Bruce Galloway, our illustrious sound man, who will be controlling all of us.
Okay, and the three of them travel with you guys everywhere?
Yes.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, we started working with a young man about 4 years ago, about 5 years ago, right before Rob came in, that has been updating the sound of the sequences and doing all that kind of good stuff, and it really has enriched the sound. And he wound up, his name is Justin Avery, and he's an associate producer and an assistant producer, assistant musical director, on American Idol.
Oh, wow.
And he has really updated the sound of the group. You know, the Letterman made themselves so popular by taking songs of the day.
Right.
And usually they were by solo artist, a hit by a solo artist, and then putting three-part harmony to them, and then having the Easy Listening version of it as a hit all over again. So we've kind of done the same thing and taken some songs that some of them are newer, some of them are even are older songs, but they were traditionally known as solos by Elton John or whoever it was,
okay.
Elvis, and then we've reinvented them and made them the Letterman style. Yeah,
cool.
So it's a very fun show. It was a while since we had updated the show. Sometimes it's hard to do new stuff when you've got a group that's been around for 62-63 years. People come and everybody has their favorite songs, and when you only have 80 minutes to do on the stage, you can't do everybody's favorite song. So what we try to do and what we've done with the new part of the show is pretty much the first half of the show is the classic Letterman hits, and then the second half of the show we incorporate a lot of the newer material that we're doing. They're not necessarily new songs, but it's new material for us.
Somebody else.
Yes. Like, for instance, we'll do Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
Right.
We have a new version of Somewhere Over the Rainbow that's just spectacular.
And the three of you don't live together or even in the same city, so it's not like you can get together and practice new songs because your home base is...
Excuse me. I'm in Chicago.
Chicago.
Yeah, I'm Southern California. I drove out yesterday, so...
And
I live outside of Nashville.
Nashville?
But, you know, you can live anywhere you want as long as there's an airport nearby.
Well, that's true.
And we get these parts, and we can learn our parts remotely, and then we get together for a sound check for the show, and then we can do it then.
Okay. Oh, 5 nights. 5 nights total.
Well, I was going to say, they liked us so much. We did so well last year that they added another night.
Cool.
I also wanted to say that the process that Bobby was telling you about has worked very, very well for the Letterman throughout the years, and we have dubbed it Lermanizing.
Lermanizing.
And it really, really works. It keeps us current, and but still in the vein of the Letterman sound, and it really is working for us. We're very, very fortunate.
Well, and you probably remember, didn't the Lakers have a coach that got a guarantee on three-peat or something like that?
Pat Riley.
When the Lakers won 3 years in a row.
Trademarked it.
Trademarked Lettermanizing.
Yeah, sure. It's a mouthful. I don't think anybody else would want to say it. But, the thing that the Letterman, especially because the music has changed so much over the years, that makes it so unique, too, is that the Letterman have always drawn from a lot of different sources. They were able to take from the rock world, R&B world. I mean,
right.
The Letterman even did a cover back in the 70s of a Doors song. come on, come on, call.
Oh, my gosh.
Touch me, baby.
It sounds obscene when you hear
it. Yeah, it does. It really does. Some of them are actually kind of funny. But
just walked in.
Yeah, right. But we, you know, we do stuff from Broadway. We do stuff from movies, you know, from the sound, movie soundtracks. And then, you know, some just great songs.
Well, you imagine, I mean, people will come to us and say, well, we just wanted to hear Letterman songs. But if you did a show of just Theme from a Summer Place, When I Fall in Love, The Way You Look Tonight, on and on and on. People, they say they want to hear those, just those like that. They would fall asleep because they're all ballads. So the Letterman from the beginning have always, they were all three were soloists that sang together, and they were all good showmen in their own right. And they prided themselves, and we continue to do so, to pride ourselves in doing a show so that you don't fall asleep. And if we do our job right, you'll laugh, you'll cry happy tears, and you'll have a good time, and you'll feel good on the way out.
And that's the way it should be. You don't want to do all ballads. I mean, right. I don't think any artist wants to do all ballads, because like you said, you're going to be standing up there, and you're going to hear people snoring. You know?
Yeah, sure. And if you listen to group song in infinitum, that can wear on your ears, too. So, again, the Letterman originally, they were all soloists, so they'll do a few songs together, then we'll do a solo. Let that change. Then some more songs, and then he'll do a solo or what. And so it breaks it all up, and we pace the show so that it ends on a high mark.
And it's a complete show.
Yeah.
Instead of just
balance. Yeah.
And, you know, like you said, the Letterman go back 60-some years. A lot of your audience don't.
Yeah.
So a lot of the Letterman hits during the 60s and before are not known to people today.
Not as much, at least.
Yeah. And so you've got to be able to bring in some new stuff to keep the audience all a part of the program.
Yeah. I feel like every time we sit down with you, we talk about, oh, we have some new stuff, but we have some new stuff. So you know, for your listeners, you know, even if they came out to see us last year, they're going to get, you know, some different things this week. You know, we have two, three, four new tunes. So good stuff. Real excited. And as always, every year we give away a card at the end of the show to the person that we believe has clapped the loudest.
Oh, okay. Clap still out.
And I'm shaking my head no, and my nose is growing like Pinocchio.
And everybody's at home right now practicing.
Yeah.
I'm going to win that car. Letterman tradition, right?
Yep. Yeah.
Now, I think you said last year that Tony, who retired, right,
mm-hmm.
will come out occasionally if you're in Southern California. And
he actually lives in Wisconsin.
Oh, Wisconsin.
And we did a show just outside of Chicago around Christmas time. And he drove down and hung out with us for the afternoon. And
cool.
He actually came on stage and sang White Christmas with us, which was kind of fun. but he's, you know, he's loving his retirement. You know, he's 86 and... you know, he's living off the interest, God bless him, for the first time in his life.
86, who wants to travel every day? All over the
United States. I'm 56, and I'm not sure I want to travel every day, you know.
So, now, where will you play from here?
We go home for a day, one day, and then we go out to Georgia. We have four shows in Georgia over a few days. So.
Yeah, promoted booked us at some performing arts centers scattered around Georgia, so we're going to jump in our car and go from point A to point B for about a week.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yep. Yeah.
Do you guys do cruise ships too?
Once in a while. Yes. Yes.
Because I know a lot of cruise ships, they'll do like 50s and 60s type cruises to bring that crowd on board and bring those bands on.
Yeah, a few months ago we did the Malt Shop Memories cruise.
The other one that we did, the Time Life one, is that the Malt Shop Memories?
I couldn't.
We did a box set called Legendary Concerts at Sea. That's
Concerts at Sea.
We did a box set for Time Life a few years back called Legendary Voices, and it was one of those infomercial things where it plays for an hour, and Donovan and Tony and I filmed it and shot it, and they were selling all these different great legendary songs in a box set. And then Time Life got the idea of whoever's still alive, we're going to stick them all on a cruise ship and get as many people out there to see it. Well, it really took, and it's been a really good thing. We were out there with Paul Anka and Frankie Valli and We just did one with Little Anthony not too long ago. Actually, we're going to work again with Anthony in Pittsburgh.
Smokey. How cool is that?
Yeah, it's fun for me because as much as we're all performers and, you know, this is what we do for a living, we're also fans.
Yeah.
And when we get to work with these guys, it's really neat to meet all of them.
I like it. I like it. Let's take a break. We're going to come back and chat some more. Stay tuned. All right, welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Kenpro Real Estate Tower, brought to you by Western Arizona Regional Medical Center. When you need when you have an emergency and you need care, well, you want it fast. And if it's serious, like a heart attack or a stroke, minutes count. So that's why you need a hospital equipped to evaluate and treat serious illnesses and injuries. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center is here and ready to offer 24-hour, 7 days a week, perfect care for you. Learn more at WesternArizonaER.com. Lawson Ranch Golf Club. Well, wait, we'll talk about that in a second. How's that? Okay. East-West Financial Services. Are you thinking about retiring this year? East-West Financial Services specializes in retirement and estate planning and principal protection. Call Jack Bafar. It doesn't cost you anything to sit down with him. No, it's free. Offices in Kingman and Bullhead City. Call 928-888-9828. Legacy Rehab and Care Center. You want to enter the world of healthcare? Legacy Rehab and Care Center will hire you and train you to become a certified nursing assistant. All while you're on the clock getting paid. Yeah. Legacy services include post-acute rehabilitation, physical therapist, occupational therapist, and speech therapy, and it's a skilled nursing facility. If you know someone who needs those services or wants to enter the world of healthcare, call 928-763-1404 or stop by 2812 Silver Creek Road in Bullhead City. And we're brought to you by Lawson Ranch Golf Club. You're going to play Lawson Ranch when?
Oh, gosh, I think we're going to be out on Friday, Saturday and Sunday. Yeah.
Oh, and it is the number two golf course in our state.
We've golfed there many times, and we love it every single time, yeah.
We would love to say they're number one as long as they comp our round of golf.
Well, the general manager, Megan, is out right now because she decided to have a baby. So I would just text her, and she'd take care of that.
We'll come back.
There you go.
When she goes back to work.
That's right. That's right.
And I'll tell her. So you would need comp golf course in 30 days. Okay, so you guys play together.
We do. Well, usually he's on one side of the fairway and I'm on the other. Wow. The accuracy. My goodness.
So you bring your clubs with you and everything?
I brought a bag for myself and a bag for Bobby. And then we have some other folks coming out to meet us, and they brought clubs as well. So.
How much fun is that?
It's a ton. It's the best way to spend an afternoon.
Yeah.
You know.
And they go perform for a couple hours?
That's it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's it.
And what time are your shows?
7 o'clock. 7 o'clock every night.
Starting tonight.
Tonight through Sunday.
7 o'clock, Nevada time. So
correct.
If you're over here in Arizona, you can leave your house at 7 and be on time.
Yeah. There you go.
That's how it works. Go to Fatburger, grab a burger, and then go upstairs and watch a show.
That's it.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing. That's a perfect night, I think. And like, what else are you doing on a Wednesday night or Thursday night? There's nothing else going on. So, reruns on TV.
So, Perry Mason or the Letterman?
Yeah. Yeah.
Perry Mason, what channel are you on?
I don't know. I just threw a name out.
It's commercial, so there. All right, so tonight, and besides the Letterman songs, you mentioned Elton John. Who else?
Well, we do the three new songs from the Icon CD that we have. It's our newest, it's an EP, it's a three-song CD. We're doing a song from The Greatest Showman.
Okay.
The movie The Greatest Showman called Never Enough. And then we'll do Elton John's Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me. Although I'm not sure we're doing that on this one.
No, we're not.
And then what's the third
Somewhere
one?
Over the Rainbow.
Oh, Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
Yeah.
We have the new version of that that's just spectacularly beautiful.
And we also have a new Simon and Garfunkel song that we're going to be doing tonight that we have not yet done here. So that's one of our very new ones, and it's gorgeous. I love it.
I'm not sure if the last time we were here if we did Suspicious Minds or not.
Remember.
We have a new version of Elvis.
It's hard to keep track of where you play.
Yeah.
You play some places.
What
you did the last time.
And also because we're limited on time, you know, I think we do 80 minutes here. Our show is 80 minutes long, and so we have to time it out. You know, you have to have some things get removed.
Yeah. And things. Yeah.
Try to make it interesting for the audience. we had a lot of people that come every time we're here.
Oh, so we try to change
it up a little bit, you know.
But still, they want to hear the favorites.
Oh, yeah. They're always there.
Yeah.
And they yell that out, won't they?
And actually, we should say that, too, because we're doing, we've always done the hits, and usually in a medley form, but now we're doing Hurt So Bad and Trace Memories in their entirety.
Oh.
So we kind of changed that up, too.
Good. All right. We're out of time.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks for having us. Yeah.
Tonight,
thank you.
7 o'clock, Nevada time.
Yeah, very well.
And you play through Sunday.
We do.
And there's nothing going on Sunday.
Just golf at Lawson Ranch.
You play Friday and Sunday?
And Saturday.
Oh,
no. We're gluttons for punishment.
You better.
We haven't run out of balls by Sunday. Yeah, right.
Thank you, gentlemen. Have a great show. 5 nights in a row.
Thank you. You got it.
All right. Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0 live from the Ken Perella Real Estate Tower. Brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative. You know, MEC, along with Arizona Electric Power Cooperative, need your help with a full understanding of the proposed Mojave Energy Park. So, how better to do that than create a website just for us, just for you, called MojaveEnergyPark.com. So they keep updating it. Remember, this phase is still in the planning process, so there's a lot of changing going on. So if you want to stay up to date, MojaveEnergyPark.com. Any questions? You can also call 928-763-1100. Mojave Mortgage, hey, is it time to buy a new home? Well, maybe 2024 is your year. Maybe you want a vacation home. Maybe a mobile home. Maybe you want a pool in the backyard. Well, you're going to need some cash, so you call Chad Hansen. I'm going to give you his number. Remember the name, Chad Hansen of Mojave Mortgage, because he's got cash. Yeah, he's got a vault full of it. And he just brings it up and hands it to you, whatever you need. Want a pool, 100 grand? Oh, here you go. Yeah. It's that easy at Mojave Mortgage, almost. Call him up, 928-288-2691. Get some of Chad's money. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery. Oh, yeah, right now it's the comfort classic menu. Chicken strips, cheeseburger, prime rib parmesan, steak and peppers, country fried steak, prime rib, and then chocolate silk pie. Does Terry like pie?
Love pie.
And now, the pie lover, Terry Tomlinson. How are you?
I'm good, Larry. How are you?
Good. You like pie, too, from Perkins?
I do. I love their pies. And they have cinnamon rolls there, too.
Yes, they do. Mm-hmm. I haven't had one yet.
Yeah, they're good.
They're good.
I can tell you.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's good. So, something brand new at Legacy.
Yes. We have a bus.
I'm so excited.
I am. I'm thrilled about it. You know, we've been doing the Backpack Buddies for, 16 years, and started by Nancy Mongeau.
It's kind of like Disneyland. You know, you change things up frequently.
You do.
And so now you're changing it up to a whole new level.
You know, I'm all about change and improvement, Larry. Come on. So, you know, we weren't reaching all the kids that we needed to reach by doing a once-a-year event.
Right.
We missed a lot of them. You know that. So I talked to the board about what can we do differently and, you know, how can we target those kids that we're missing and take the parent transportation link out of that program because we were depending upon that.
That's the hardest part.
It is, because they work. They can't, you know, they can't get off work in the middle of their work day.
So tell your boss I need to take off 2 hours so my kids can get clothes.
Correct. So we had to find a way to fix it. So I talked to the board and, you know, I said I need a bus. And they said, well, good for you. but we did, yeah, it was pretty quick. But we did talk about the fact that, you know, the ARPA funds were floating around at that time a little bit within the county. So one of our board members, I think it was Tom Dolman, said, well, you should approach Hildy Angus. And I said, well, I'm too scared to do that alone. I need you to come with me to hold my hand. So he did, and she agreed. And, you know, 6 or 7 months later, we have a shuttle bus that was brand new. We ripped out all the seats in it. We have brand new seats up for anybody who needs them.
Maybe.
Yeah, 14 seats.
Call Toby. Maybe he'd buy them for his buses.
Maybe.
You know.
So got it retrofitted on the inside and wrapped it on the outside with all the legacy, you know, graphics. And we've been using it quietly here and there, just testing it out. It's worked so well, and the schools are very open now to having them, you know, our people come on campus with the bus and let the kid come in, do the shopping, get what they need.
So it's kind of a walk-through of the mall
and
the bus.
Yeah, and we're offering pants and shorts and shirts. I mean, it really is kind of a shopping experience.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know. It's exciting. It's like never been done. I'm thrilled.
You've quietly put it out there. When will the project totally move into the bus? Because you have to reload it after you go to each school, right?
We do.
Yeah.
We do. So we hired, you probably know the name, Debbie Hendren.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. So she works part-time for us.
Okay.
And helps, you know, set and reset the bus, drive the bus, and, you know, work with us on the scheduling. And then Kristen, you know, handles the program in total. So we are officially rolling it out next Wednesday at our ribbon cutting noon at the college parking lot. And then after that, we'll be out and about, up and down 95, serving our kids.
So this kind of works out well if a nurse was to call you or a principal and say, hey, we just got a family of three that moved into our town, and they're here at our school, and they are kind of destitute and could use some assistance. You could be there in a couple days.
Well, with those situations, we're there same day. If they have new students coming in and they do need, we're there. Like, tell us what they need, we'll bring it.
That's amazing.
I know. It's something that we felt, we have to include, because there are kids that, you know, the McKinney-Bento program,
right. We
do have many of those kids, which is very, very sad, but they're always in need.
Right.
So if we get a call, we're there.
Okay.
If we don't have it, we go buy it.
So, you know, some listeners call in on the phone and ask questions. Some just text me.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody wanted to know if you're driving the bus or if Tommy was coming back and driving the bus.
No, Tommy is not coming back to drive the bus, although I miss him, and it would be great fun to have him.
Yeah.
But I do drive the bus. Kristen drives the bus. Debbie drives the bus. We all we all kind of participate in that because it's really fun. And,
right.
You know, we have, like, the switch, you switch, and the bus doors open, you know, with that sound of the hydraulics.
Couple kids in there.
Yeah, we're having fun. It's a great program.
Don't let Dahlman ride the bus.
Well, you can tell him that.
Not me, I don't.
Listen, you could tell them that.
I'm not going to tell them.
No. If they wanted to. And the reason why we kept it at a 14-passenger size bus is because we didn't require a CDL for it.
Oh, perfect.
Right? Because one of us would have had to go to school. And
it's big enough. It has enough space in there to put all the clothes for that school when you go.
Yes, absolutely. And some. So we hang the backpacks, we hang the shirts and the pants, and we have, you know, drawers for underwear, drawers for socks, drawers for hygiene, jackets, sweatshirts, books.
So like a big bedroom with all these dresser drawers and...
It's a wonderful thing. And then, so we had... oh, my gosh, I hate it when I get senile like this. So Kitchen, Bath, and Beyond, the Rajaninis.
Right, yes.
He actually did the retrofit for us.
Glenn did.
Yes, Glenn did. So fantastic. And he put LED lights on the floor and running across the top because we covered up the windows. So it got pretty dark in there.
Yeah, it's dark in there.
So he did the retrofit. It's a beautiful thing. He did... Never having done it before, but we said, hey, think of it like a kitchen, right?
And he did.
And he did it.
Wow.
Yeah. It's beautiful.
Glenn's a talented guy.
Yeah, he is. Very much so.
He's loaning us a trailer for our Kiwanis Kids Expo to move all of our easy ups.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
So.
That's great.
Kitchen, Bath, and Beyond.
Yes. So.
And Mountain View Homes.
Yep. Yeah. That's what I was trying to think of.
Mountain View Homes?
Yeah. But it was like I was having such a serious challenge in finding somebody that would even... talk to me about it. And so I was beginning to panic, and I went to the board and said, I don't know what to do. I can't find anybody. And so Dan Ayler said, you should try Glenn.
Yep.
And I did, and he said yes, and life is wonderful. Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
So when are you going to debut it to the public?
On March 6th at noon at the college parking lot, because that's where our office is located. So we're having, you know, a ribbon cutting. We're bringing in a tent because, as you know, the north winds always blow like they are today.
Yep.
So the city is setting up the three-sided tent.
Oh.
So we'll protect from the wind a little bit. You know, some sandwiches and refreshments and a few speeches by a few people. And Jerry Wissink, our CEO, is coming up too. So
very nice.
It's a big deal, yeah.
From Phoenix.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, good.
Yeah.
So this is going to be kind of exciting because it'll be a whole new way for you come next school year to get to each school.
Yes.
And you're going to need to be able to almost have a day in between so you can restock it and switch from Sunrise uniforms to Desert Valley uniforms.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
What we did is we developed a calendar that the school is going to access and actually go in there and schedule their time. At their convenience, so we block days that we need to...
Sure, to reload, yeah.
Right, to reload or maintain the bus or whatever we need to do. And then they go in and schedule. And they just pick their time, pick their day, and we see that. We set for it. We do 50 kids at a setting.
Okay.
And take care of it. And then we're there. We serve the kids, and if they want us to come back in 2 or 3 months, go back on and schedule it.
Well, see, now you need to take it back to Glenn, come... summer,
mm-hmm.
and have them put a big screen TV on the side of it.
Oh, my gosh.
A TV player on the inside. Then an easy-up awning, and well, the kids that are waiting to go through, they could be watching, you know, Sesame Street videos or...
Well, that would require some kind of swamp cooler because there's 100 million degrees out there in July, so...
Well, I'm just talking about for him to install it when he's
busy. Oh, yeah, there you go. Yeah.
The fire safety trailer did that when we...
Oh, really?
Yeah, it had a TV and a VCR. And the kid and it had an awning, and so the kids that were waiting to go into the trailer
just
would sit outside on it.
Oh, what a great idea.
A piece of carpet, and we'd lay it down. Oh, she's thinking that.
That's not a bad idea at all, because we do get a little bit of a backup, because the kids go in and choose a color shoe, and, you know, they want to try it on, of course, to see if it fits. So we do get a little backup, so that is a great idea.
There you go. Well,
yeah. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See why you came here today?
I know. Exactly. Exactly.
So I would imagine the first 2 weeks of next year, this bus is going to be very busy.
Well, yes and no, because, you know, as before, we had the one-time event right before school started.
Right.
Well, we did away with that.
Right.
So we go periodically during the academic year. So we may not be at your school when school starts.
Okay.
We may be a week or two later.
Right.
But we're still giving the kids, you know, 5 uniform shirts and a couple pair of pants or shorts or whatever they need for that period of time. And we recognize they outgrow it. They wear out, so we go back again.
And this program is funded by Legacy.
It is funded by Legacy.
Your program.
It is.
Which is really kind of unique because you guys usually just give away money.
We do. But that's, so that's the foundation side in which, you know, nonprofits come and apply for grant funding for their projects. But the Legacy Connection side is a charitable nonprofit. So I do go out and try to raise money because that helps us pay for, you know, the supplies that we give the kids, even though it's a beautiful thing because every dollar I collect on the Connection side foundation matches. So,
perfect.
Yeah, so I try to raise as much as I can so that they will match it and we can increase the kids, too.
Well, I think everybody wants to be a part of a donation to the Connection side to know that students get to show up all year with a decent pair of shoes.
Absolutely.
And socks. And,
absolutely.
And a backpack with all their supplies they need for the appropriate for their age. And,
yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a great program. You know, coming from the Boys and Girls Club and, you know, managing all of the kids that we saw, you know, I connected with them and then leaving that environment where I was a little bit lost, like where are the kids and I didn't have the connection. So coming to Legacy affords me the ability to stay connected to all of our kids.
And then did you want to bring that to the Kiwanis Kids Expo and show it off to the public?
I think they're already registered for it.
But, I mean, did you want to bring the bus?
Yes, you might. I'll have Kristen bring the bus. Why not?
I need to know the length of it so I can plan.
I can get that to you.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I'll make room.
Yes.
Yep. She's making notes.
I'm making notes.
Let's take a break. We're going to come. Whoa. What happened there? Oh, here we go. Take two. Let's take a break. We're going to come back and chat some more. And bring you other things that are going on. Like, who else gets money from Legacy? We'll talk about a couple of those organizations and what they fund, that if they didn't fund it, it probably wouldn't exist.
Videos.
That's actually a really great idea.
Yeah.
Like, no, it's brilliant.
Well, it wasn't mine. I stole it from there, you know. But, you know, a lot of people that have their RVs, these big fifth wheels and stuff, they have a TV outside.
That's right, they do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when they go and they can, if they just play music through it or whatever, they can sit back at night with the means out. Watch TV.
Making notes. Because I think that's really a brilliant idea.
Yeah, you talk to Lori Duggins or to Lori Biles at the PD and the fire department, and they'll get you some videos.
How's it long ago?
Good, she's actually working today. They called her in.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
She like working for the hospice?
No. She's back at Valley View.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. She's been back at Valley View for about 6 months.
Oh.
Hospice was not for her. Nothing wrong with the company or
but the environment.
The problem was the doctor. It's just, you know, you keep going to see somebody till they die.
I know.
And that's a tough thing.
Yeah.
And she said, you know, my training is all about helping people get better. And send them home. And I want to do that.
I don't blame her.
So she reapplied to Valley View and they hired her. She's working today for her boss because her boss has had to do something and texted her yesterday and said, can you work for me tomorrow?
Oh, wow.
I'll give you an extra $300.
Wow.
Overtime. So she says, yes. Larry, your babysitting the dog tomorrow. Ozark Mountain Daredevils was their name. Yeah, remember them? Speak at 2.0, live from the Kinfella Real Estate Tower, brought to you by Barron Services. Oh, they're the professionals in fire and security alarm systems, and they take care of homes and businesses, all different sizes. It doesn't matter. And by the way, if you want, do you want just a video system, or you want an audio system, or you want someone else to monitor it for you? They can do all that. Yeah, right here in town, Barron Services, right? And they're also professionals in pest solutions. If you got creepy crawlers around your house or your business, call them up. They'll take care of that. They come out and treat it. They know what to use, when to use it, and how to use it. And your bugs are gone. They do my house. They just did my house Monday, I think. Barron Services. Yes. Quality experience and family. Call 928-758-5499. Girl Fit Kitchens. That's right. They're now open in Kingman. Bullhead City and Kingman. If you ever run to Phoenix, you can drive through. You can call, you can go online, and you can order your what you want, and then drive through and pick it up. Oh, how cool is that? And jump back on the freeway, and you got healthy, fresh food, like 4 different salads, 12 different wraps, 10 healthy burgers, four different bowls, plus, you know, protein shakes or smoothies. Yeah. How cool is that? You go to ProFitKitchen, KITCHIN.com. TWE Communications. There's almost 23,000 connections out there right now. If you don't have TWN, I don't know why. And let me tell you, your kid could play and you could still get online. Yeah. You know, because when they get on their games and have a blast beating their buddies, well, now you can do it with fiber and you can upgrade the speed. You can pick the speed you want. Yeah. Available in most of Bullhead City and Fort Mojave. Call now. 888-227-2095 or go to TWNcom, C-O-M-M, .com/Mojave and sign up. All right, we got about 6 minutes left with Terry Tomlinson. What do you, CEO, executive director?
Vice president.
Only a vice?
Hey, that's pretty good. I'm impressed with it. I don't know if anybody else is, but I'm impressed with
it. Okay, so I heard you had your business card blown up and...
No.
Inside your house?
I thought about it, but I said nah.
Okay. All right. So now you got two and a half of you.
Yes. So we have Kristen Williams. She works full-time.
Right.
Mostly her time is spent on the youth program development part of it.
Okay.
And then a little bit working for me. And then Debbie Hendren, we hired as full-time working in the warehouse and
okay.
stocking the bus. And then we buy so many things in quantity, we have to keep them organized and up on the shelves.
And, away and
yep,
everything. Yeah.
Yep. So
that's a full-time job almost.
Almost, yeah, yeah. It probably, you know.
Does your bus fit inside the warehouse?
Well, no, but they're building the building for us. The board, yes.
Oh, your own building.
Yes, our own building. So we'll be able to house all of our inventory and our bus and our van.
Okay.
Yeah, so very excited about that. It should be done October-ish.
Will it be?
You know where the Boys and Girls Club is in Fort Mojave?
Yes,
well, that land was donated to the Boys and Girls Club, and Legacy reserved about 3 acres of it.
Oh.
So I thought, oh, hey.
What a perfect spot to have it.
Right, and they agreed. So we're in the process of waiting for a permit to get going, but we think it'll be done by August, September.
Okay. Well, I've got to tell you, to keep that bus inside versus outside will last you a lot longer.
Exactly.
And plus, everything that's in it won't get 115 degrees.
I know. It'll melt, literally. Oh, my gosh. We've had crayons, boxes of crayons melt.
You don't give kids crayons, do you? You do, huh?
We do, the youngest, but we keep them in, you know, climate control.
You have to.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of things that we give that we keep
right.
cool because we have to.
Well, and you even notice around town now that AC storage is becoming a thing.
It is, yes.
You know, people want their stuff, you know, in an environment that it's not going to get ruined.
And just dissolve and go away to nothing.
Yes. Yep. And how many years have you been in Bullhead now?
I moved here permanently in 95, but I was coming here as a kid on vacation from 1966 on.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
66, there was nothing here.
No.
Yeah.
There was nothing. It was the one-way highway, the wooden bridge down there by Needles.
Right.
That's what we drove across in, the one-way.
Right.
Yeah, it was crazy. You couldn't even buy a pair of shoes back then.
No, huh?
You had to go out of the area, so...
Okay.
I love this area. I wouldn't want to leave.
Yeah, me too. I just,
it's home.
Well, and not only that, but I like the fact that you can't go anywhere without seeing somebody you know.
Exactly right.
And you get to chit-chat, and you get to see somebody in Walmart. I mean,
yes.
I ran into Del Newman, of all people, at Walmart.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. He's telling me, I'm building houses in Laughlin Ranch. Let me build your house. And I said, Del, I got two problems with that. He goes, what? I said, well, number one, I own my house. Number two, I don't want to be your neighbor.
Oh, that's me.
Oh, I know.
Oh, my gosh.
He and I go way back to the old Colorado Belt.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, way back in the way.
So a lot has changed from 66.
Yes, it has. But, you know, growth happens. I know that a lot of people want it to stay the same, and I understand that mindset a little bit. But, you know... We have more people here demanding more services. What are you going to do?
Well, and I think that our city, like this weekend is the Dave Cobb's tournament, there's maybe 55 teams in our town to play ball, softball.
Wow.
And that loads up the restaurants. It loads up, they got to get gas. They got to get, you know.
Economic development.
Yes.
Exactly.
And so that's what allows us to look forward and bring more things. You see, you know, when you go on down the highway, all you see is those, you know, lots being graded and ready to develop.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. No, it's a great place. I love it, and I like the idea of, like you said, go into a store and you run into somebody you know. Now that is, you know, sometimes when I try to go early in the morning without makeup and my hair done, and I'll run into...
You don't want that, dude, but...
Oh, boy.
That's,
yeah.
That's when you know you're going to run into somebody.
Yeah, exactly.
You know.
Yeah. Exactly.
Carry, right?
Yeah. No, don't look. Yeah. But it's a great place. I love the city. Even though I don't live in the city, I live in Mojave Valley, but I feel like I belong in the city, too.
So let's talk about legacy. We only have a couple minutes.
Yeah.
But the boundaries of legacy and the purpose of the foundation.
Well, the purpose of the foundation is to support the community with, you know, the education, the community safety, the access to health care, education. So that's the purpose. The boundaries are, they're there. So we can go as far as Needles, over the Laughlin, and then bridge to bridge in 95.
Okay.
So we can't cover Kingman, you know, unfortunately. We can't cover Lake Havasu.
Right.
But,
and you got kind of very unique when you talk about education and health and safety. You've built a couple buildings at the college.
Yes, we did.
Kind of get into education and health and safety.
Absolutely. In fact, our office is in one of the buildings
right.
that they built. Yes. Yeah. It's great.
And those things would not be here without legacy.
You know, it's hard to say. Yes, legacy has contributed literally millions to the community. Last year it was a million. So,
yeah.
You know.
And that all came from the sale of Western Arizona Regional Medical
Center. That's where it started.
Terry, thank you so much. What's your office number if people want to call and they have a question?
928-758-7913.
Okay. If you got a question, give her a call. Otherwise, be there at noon on the 6th.
Yes.
And see the new bus. And
thank
supplies.
You. Thank you, Larry.
You bet. Everyone have a great day. Tomorrow on this program, we're going to have our chamber director here talking about the Connie Davis Cancer Walk and Mojave Community College after that. And on Speak Up from Lake Havasu City, it'll be Sound Advice with Brian Springberg. Everyone have a great day. Talk to you tomorrow.
This is really nice,
sir.
Happy for you.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.